The college in Craftsbury Common launched the Ryan Fried Center for Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems Monday to be the center point of the campus's Sustainable Agriculture Program. Sterling President Matthew Durr notes that the college has one of the longest established sustainable agriculture programs in the country. He says the center also recognizes Ryan Fried's commitment to sustainable food systems.
We're looking at practices that protect our soil. We're looking at practices that protect our water and give us an opportunity to produce healthy food for families and for communities. And so we view Sterling as a kind of boot camp for this ongoing revolution in our food system and looking at the health of our food and looking at its sources and, frankly, looking at its relationship to fossil fuels. We think that as a small college, we're able to create a model of an approach to agriculture in our curriculum that can be replicated. And our hope is that our graduates will go out into the world and have an impact on the rural communities. But speaking as someone who grew up in suburban Detroit and knows some of the challenges urban communities face, also connect those communities to their food again.
Durr says colleges that are trying to address the critical issues like food, water, and energy need to be open to the communities in which they live. Durr explains that the center will collaborate with regional nonprofits to develop local, organic, and sustainable food systems and growing methods and finding investors in sustainable agriculture.
With the naming of the Center for Ryan and focus on collaboration, our hope is that we'll have work that we're doing in the local schools, that we're doing with some of the not-for-profits and for-profit enterprises in the area that will strengthen both jobs in our communities and also strengthen the opportunity for us to use resources well. Now, Sterling and the way that we approach this, I think, could be a terrific model for other colleges and universities. And that's something that Ryan would have really appreciated. We have a legacy there that we have to live up to, and I think this collaboration emphasis is a big part of that.
The center is named after the late Ryan Fried, a former college trustee and founder of Clean Yield Asset Management. Eric Becker, chief investment officer at Clean Yield, says it's crucial to look at soil and land as a critical resource that must be nurtured.
The key is that we need to invest in the emerging farmers and entrepreneurs committed to a more holistic approach to how we manage our land and raise our food. And so this is intended to nurture those people who have the ability and opportunity to create new businesses or help build up existing businesses that are in that space and hopefully create more jobs and a healthier food system and providing a key service to the community.
Becker expects the new Ryan Fried Center for Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems to be an economic engine and a model of sustainability.
This will certainly have ripple effects in terms of creating more leaders, more entrepreneurs who will fan out far beyond Vermont and take that mindset with them of being able to farm sustainably and create these types of businesses and work collaboratively with other entrepreneurs, which is a big piece of what's happened in the Hardwick area, is entrepreneurs working with each other, supporting each other, and thinking about the whole system rather than just their own business's bottom line. And it's definitely something where we've seen a lot of interest in trying to find ways to replicate that in other places.
Sterling College was founded in 1958 and was among the first in the U.S. to focus on sustainability. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.